Science is a way of knowing about things. It is as old as humanity itself, yet as new as the cutting edge of human thought. In some ways, science seems distinct and special, separated from other modes of inquiry like religion or philosophy. Yet science often resembles religion, philosophy, and even myth in ways that are impossible to ignore. The philosopher Mark Swartowski has expressed the dilemma well.
The continuity between scientific knowledge and ordinary ways of knowing could lead one to the erroneous conclusion that all knowing activity is scientific. The discontinuity between scientific and ordinary ways of knowing could lead one to the alternative conclusion, equally erroneous, that science has nothing to do with ordinary ways of knowing. The genesis of scientific thought in the intelligent human action, which uses concepts, and in the rational human understanding, which reflects on concepts, leads to a more qualified conclusion than either of these two.
At the heart of science lies the impulse to explain the world and its processes. Even the very earliest written documents in history contain sophisticated attempts to explain everyday events in terms of underlying hidden forces. One deep and enduring question, for example, asks about the origin of the world. As of the late 20th century, the best bet seems to be the Big Bang theory, which says that all matter and energy, not to mention all space-time, originated in a singular event some large but finite number of years ago.